And we mean action now.
Hi there, dear listeners of Radio Havana, Cuba. Today, we're connecting the dots between the Clinton Foundation and the Haiti earthquake. The Clinton Foundation was founded in 1997 during the presidency tenure of Bill Clinton, which lasted for two terms between 1993 to 2001. Its mandate was to strengthen the capacity of people in the United States and throughout the world to meet the challenges of global interdependence. Its offices are located in New York City and Little Rock, Arkansas. Up to 2016, the foundation had raised around $2 billion from U.S. corporations, foreign governments and corporations, political donors, and diverse organizations and individuals. According to Nathan J. Robinson, who wrote a critical book on the Clinton Foundation, Bill and Hillary Clinton had spent their honeymoon in Haiti and developed a deep connection with the country. When Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State in 2009, she said Haiti would become the laboratory where the U.S. could, quote, road test new approaches to development, unquote, taking advantage of the, quote, U.S. power of proximity, unquote. Her chief of staff, Cheryl Mills, became in charge of the project. The project was to make Haiti appealing to foreign corporations. In essence, it was to be a business. Aid would be replaced by investment, and the growth in turn would benefit the U.S. In other words, there was a shift from aid to trade. To take an example, Haiti was to become a competitive garment manufacturer. Companies like Levi Strauss and Hanes were involved. Factory owners, Haitian elites, free trade proponents, U.S. politicians, American economists were all keen on keeping the minimum wages at a low point so as to make the firms competitive with China. The president, René Préval, had favored a 24 cents to 61 cents increase in minimum wage. And the American garments manufacturers put pressure on the U.S. State Department to have the Haitian government block the increase. The Hanes had around 3,200 Haitians making T-shirts for them. And the Hanes brand incorporated made $211 million on $4.3 billion in sales. Just raising somewhat the minimum wage would not have presented much loss of profits. The Clinton Foundation had the garment manufacturing and exportation as its center of interest with respect to Haitian development. Haiti was to be made a favorable country for business. Connecting the dots, in 2010, there was a terrible earthquake in Haiti. It killed around 160,000 to 200,000 people, leveled 100,000 homes, and displaced 2.5 million persons. The earthquake exacerbated the bad state of food economy. Bill Clinton was appointed head of the Interim Haitian Recovery Commission, IHRC. He would oversee the rebuilding projects. A Clinton-Bush fund was created, which would collect funds from all over the world to help Haiti in its recovery. Port-au-Prince was in ruins with thousands of tons of rubble in the streets. Thousands of people lived in tents or makeshift shelters. There was even a cholera outbreak, which was carelessly brought by Nepalese UN troops, which also killed thousands. Adequate shelters and medical care was urgently needed. Yet the Clinton-Bush Fund was not pressing for the immediate humanitarian aid. The fund declared, quote, while other organizations in Haiti are using their resources to deliver immediate humanitarian aid, we are using our resources to focus on long-term development. While the fund would advertise that 100% of donations go directly to relief efforts, Clinton and Bush were really concerned in luring foreign investment and jobs as a crucial part of earthquake delivery. On their websites, they declared, quote, they were supporting long-term programs to develop Haiti's business class, unquote. Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, was seeing the efforts of U.S. aid, and Bill Clinton, through the fund, was to oversee the fundraising, oversights, and allocation of funds. In other words, the Clintons became deeply involved in how Haiti was to be reconstructed.
Now is the moment. Now is the moment. Come on.
But the Clinton involvement was a disaster. The well-known British humanitarian organization Oxfam declared that the interim Haitian Recovery Commission, headed by Bill Clinton, was a quagmire of indecision and delay, and little progress was done for earthquake recovery. Oxfam observed less than half of the reconstruction aid promised by international donors has been disbursed. And while some of that money has been put toward temporary housing, almost none of the funds have been used for rubble removal. Even the Wall Street Journal wrote, the Clinton Foundation, the interim Haitian Recovery Commission, headed by Bill Clinton, and the State Department developed a mishmash of low-quality, poorly thought-out development experiments and half-finished projects. The Washington Post reported that a housing expo that cost more than $2 million and $500,000 from the Clinton Foundation was supposed to be a model for thousands of new units, but instead has resulted in little more than a few dozen abandoned model homes occupied by squatters. A Haitian IHRC member lamented that the disparate bunch of approved projects as a whole do not address the emergency situation or the recovery, let alone the development of Haiti. Politico reported that the Clinton projects have primarily benefited wealthy foreigners and the island's ruling elite. The Clinton-Bush Haiti Fund invested $2 million in the Royal Oasis Hotel with slick suites. A 2013 Government Accountability Office found that most of the money for recovery was not being disbursed and the projects plagued by delays and cost overruns. Most projects were extravagant public relations affairs. Throughout Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State, the donations to the Clinton Foundation averaged of $254 million a year. When Hillary Clinton lost the presidential election bid, the donations fell 88%. Why the plunge of donations? Simple. The big-time donors were expecting political favors their money could buy. The Clintons were the two most powerful people who controlled the flow of funds to Haiti from around the world. The companies that received contracts in Haiti happened to be the companies that had made large donations to the Clinton Foundation. Examples are the Clinton Homes Construction Company. They built useless, ill-constructed, hurricane-proof trailers with high level of toxic formaldehyde fumes from walls. The Clintons funneled $10 million to Innovida firm, headed by Mr. Osorio, to build houses. Instead, Osorio diverted the funds to pay for his Miami Beach mansion and Colorado ski chalet. Dalberg Global Development Advisors received $1.5 million to locate Haitian house rebuilding sites. They did so in uninhabitable mountains with steep ravines. Foreign governments and companies got Haitian deals in exchange for bankrolling the Clinton Foundation. The Brazilian construction firm OAS funded the Clinton Foundation with billions of dollars and got a useless road building contract with excessive costs where no one needed roads. The Clinton Foundation made a deal with Digicel, a service phone provider that took over two-thirds of the cell phone market in Haiti. Initially, phones were free, but on being used, the bills were to go to Digicel. Clinton's cronies built Caracol Industrial Park, which should have harbored a 600-acre garment factory and was to include 25,000 homes. It was another failure, building only 6,000 homes and only 5,000 jobs were created. Exports waned and the factory abandoned. This is Connecting the Dots. Your host, Mike Hudson.
And we made